This is Thursday, March 9th. How do you remember people? What sticks in your mind as you think of people from your life? Is it their appearance, how they look, what they wear? Is it an experience you shared together? Now, for over a decade, I've been missing a close friend named Paul. He died suddenly, leaving those who loved him in shock. He always seemed vital and engaged with life. He was up for almost any challenge. He loved flying and as a young man flew and sold ultralight aircraft, for example. He loved boating and helped me improve my sailing skills, sending me off for instruction when he could see that I needed to grow. Paul invited me every other year to explore a different area of Alaska. First, we boated through Glacier Bay and icy straits. And yes, it can be daunting as it sounds. Then we hiked in central Alaska at Denali, and then later we fished for king salmon in the Kenai. You get the idea. Paul loved life, and he sought to live it to the fullest. Now, after coming to faith in Christ, he channeled a lot of his energy into the kingdom, offering to support outreach initiatives for our church. I think of Paul often when I pick up the phone. Paul might call me from Seattle or Mexico City. As a professional pilot, he could be almost anywhere. But he began each call, "Worthy," that's what he called me, upbeat and excited to be alive and for us to connect. And he wanted to hear the latest from Granada. I miss Paul, and that's how I remember him. As my friend, he was always encouraging, supporting, and building me up for the journey of ministry. I want to go to our text for today. This is Psalm 24, verse 4 to 7. Show me your ways, Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. Remember, Lord, your great mercy and love, for they are from of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. According to your love, remember me, for you, Lord, are good. Now, our songwriter David picks up this word remember in his song. He repeats it a number of times. He speaks of the way he wants God to remember him, to think of him. Notice he doesn't want the Lord to remember his sins. Who would want that? He doesn't want the Lord to focus on the ways he has failed, he has fallen short. And David, he knows his sins. At one point, he says that his sins are always before him. David has struggled with shame much of his life. He knows the debilitating power of it. He's harbored sin in his heart long enough to ache because of it. He's felt the heavy hand of the Lord upon him. But he doesn't want God to think of him on this basis. How easy is it for us to focus on the way people have hurt us when we think of them? That may be our natural response. We remember best that which is most painful. The hurts of others we can easily call to mind. But listen to David as he speaks of the posture and heart of God. Your mercy and love, he says, are from of old. That's the way he puts it. Yes, God's love for his people is not something that appears on occasion, but from the beginning, God has loved David because that is who God is. From of old here means from the beginning. Yes, we may fixate on our weaknesses and be aware of our failures. We have a zoom lens that retains its focus right there. But this is not the way God thinks of us, because God is good. It is according to his love that he remembers us. This is what the gospel is all about. Because God thinks of his people based on his love, God undertook a rescue mission to bring us from darkness to light, from self-hatred to peace and forgiveness. Now, likely you've heard of the idea called the looking glass self. American sociologist Charles Cooley coined the term to explain the way infants, as they're growing, come to think of themselves. They view themselves based upon the way the important people in their lives look at them. The reflection of joy and love means to them that they're lovable, they're valuable, they're wanted. And the opposite is also true. The lack of reflected love leads them to believe that they're not lovable. In his song, David sees God's goodness and knows that despite his great sin, the Lord looks on him with love. God smiles on him. Yes, this is God's default perspective on those who are his. Now, we might wonder how this could possibly be so. We know our own failures. Our weaknesses are glaring to us. Doesn't God see that? Does he not remember me based on that? And the answer is no. Because of Jesus, he sees me as his son. He sees you as his son or daughter, as beloved. This is how your loving father remembers you. Now let me tell you, I miss my friend Paul. Whenever I think of him, I smile because of the joys we shared and also because of the life he so enjoyed. And remember this when you think of God. He smiles upon you. Let this be how your identity, how you see yourself, is shaped, is formed. Not by your sins. They have been covered by Jesus at the cross. But by the face of God directed toward you. He alone knows who you are. And as he remembers you, he looks upon you with his love. Let's pray. Lord God, thank you for remembering us based on your mercy. Remind us today that your face shines upon us. Help us by your Spirit to walk in your loving kindness toward us. For in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.